Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today is an exciting day at Watchmen on the Wall. It is day one of our Africa Needs Jesus Radiothon. In just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to give hope to the people in Africa when you give them a radio. First, though, I want to let you know that we're just over a week away from our next in-person event, Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th in Bel Air, Kansas. You are invited to come hear Larry Spargimino, Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Larry Stamm, Josh Davis, Clayton Van Hus, and Rob Linstead. A special One World update will be shared, biblical mysteries will be revealed, and the latest update on what is happening in Israel. All this and much more will be covered at the Prophecy in the News live event on May 3rd and 4th. Make sure you register for this free event. Seating is limited, so don't delay. Visit the events page at our website, swrc.com. Or you can register by phone, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News live, May 3rd and 4th at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air, Kansas. Now, here's today's host, Staff Evangelist Josh Davis.
Southwest Radio Ministries began broadcasting the good news of Jesus back in April of 1933. For the last 91 years, SWRC has faithfully sounded forth God's unchanging truth amid changing times. And since this ministry began, we have maintained a focus on Christian missions and outreach. Noah Hutchings, the longtime host of Watchmen on the Wall, often talked about how he wrote checks to mission agencies for thousands of dollars when he first started with SWRC back in the 1950s as an accountant for the founder of this ministry, Dr. E.F. Weber. And many mission trips have been taken across the world through SWRC over the years. And we are excited to partner with another long-standing mission and ministry, TWR. They've been in ministry for about 70 years now, and we are excited to partner with them on today and tomorrow's program for two very important days to explain how that we can minister to many, many souls across the world through this partnership together. And we are excited to tell you all about this today. People have a desperate need for God's truth. That's what's going to transform this world. We have a unique and urgent opportunity to see lives transformed by God's truth. So I'm excited to be joined in studio by John Somerville, the TWR Director of Radio Partnerships. John, we welcome you back to Watchmen on the Wall.
It's so good to be with you, Josh. Thanks so much for partnering with TWR. SWRC, what a wonderful ministry this is. And for SWRC and TWR to be joining hands to bring God's word to the people of Africa, wow, what a tremendous opportunity this is. And we want to invite you to be a part of it. Our phone number is 888-777-1875, or you can always do AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Now, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about putting wind-up radios into the hands of people in Africa. And not just any radio, these are wind-up radios, wind-up because they don't require electricity. They don't require batteries. Now, you can use either one of those, but they don't require them. And so you can just wind it up and use it and be able to hear God's word anytime you turn it on. That's a phenomenal gift because when you think about it, if you did not, I want you to just imagine for a moment, if you did not have Christian radio, if you didn't have that, how would that impact your walk with the Lord?
Yes.
Would you be as strong spiritually as you are right now? We can help strengthen people's walk with the Lord by giving them a wind-up radio. And God is providing this opportunity for us to do that today through SWRC. And we love partnering with great partners like SWRC. TWR has been partnering with SWRC now, and this is our very first time to do a project like this. So we want to invite you to be a part of it. These wind-up radios are only $50 each. And again, our phone number is 888-777-1875. How many radios could you give? What kind of response does a radio get? Well, I had the opportunity to go into Malawi. I had the privilege of handing out these radios. One place where we went to in the southern part of Malawi, and the people there reacted very differently than the first time I was in Malawi and gave out radios in the northern part of Malawi. The southern part of Malawi, they were very, very celebratory. And so when we gave them a radio, and you got to realize, we're meeting in this church that is made of homemade bricks, okay? Mm-hmm. The pews are made of concrete.
Mm.
Now, imagine listening to your preacher with concrete pews, yeah. Right? I mean, a lot of times we would be pretty upset about
that. Yeah, if we don't have air conditioning or heat or padded pews.
Oh, my goodness, Josh, you're talking about heat. It was hot. It was hot, and it did not smell good because of the body odor in
there. Yeah.
You know, but we give the radio, we had the people line up, and we would give the radio to them and have them walk out of the church. Well, people are opening up their boxes and pulling them out of the wrapping and learning how to use the radios. They got together and they all started singing. And not only did they start singing, but they started dancing. Mm. And this went on and on and on. It was such a celebration that they had these radios. They were so thankful to the Lord. The children would hardly allow us to leave after we wanted to leave after about an hour or maybe an hour and a half of all this. And we were getting ready to leave, and they were just surrounding our vans, you know, basically blowing us kisses, saying goodbye to us, because they were so excited that they had their radios. You know, these are precious gifts that we're giving to people, people who appreciate the gift, people who appreciate it, because you're giving them more than just a radio. You're giving them God's word. You're giving them hope. You're giving them Jesus, and you're giving them that privilege of being able to hear God's word each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they turn on that radio. This is exciting because the impact that you're making may impact a person, but it may impact a lot of people. Because when we think about it, oftentimes these radios are shared with an entire family. So you're impacting the people in the family there, but you're also impacting generations with your gift.
Right.
God's word is going out into those little ears. Those little ears, we know most people accept Christ in their tender years. In those tender years, that's when people accept Christ. We want families to have these radios so they can hear God's word and appreciate God's word. So, you know, I just love this. And Josh, I want to go ahead and give out the phone number again,
yes,
the website again. I really want to encourage our SWRC partners here to jump in, be a part of what God is doing right now.
Yes, friends, and you can be a part of that by calling this dedicated 1-800 number, 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. And you can also go to the website, africaneedsjesus.com. Again, that's africaneedsjesus.com. And of course, you can reach our ministry at 1-800-652-1144. Or visit swrc.com. And, you know, as you were saying that, I was thinking about short-term missions. And a lot of churches here in America have a strong emphasis on short-term missions and taking people on mission trips. And that's a wonderful thing. And I encourage people to be involved with that. But, you know, we may spend to go to Africa and back for the plane ticket alone. You're looking at a couple $1,000s easily, and probably even more than that. And you go and you work for a week, maybe 2 weeks maximum. Then you turn around and come back home. But when someone purchases a radio such as this, it's like a continuous mission trip that these people have it in their hands. They can have it on all hours of the day and of the night, and they're hearing Christian programming. They're hearing the ministry of TWR in their native language. And perhaps you want to speak a little bit about that. TWR isn't just broadcasting in English and expecting people to hear this. How does TWR do that? How does it speak to people in their own native language?
Well, we've got people in our offices and studios in more than 70 countries around the world. And those folks are taking programs that you'd be very familiar with, programs that you love here in the U.S. And we're taking those and translating them and adapting them into the different languages so that people in Africa can hear them in their own heart language, so they can hear it and understand it and love God's word, knowing that God speaks their language. You know, I love this story, Josh, which was sent in to us. It says, mm-hmm. I was amazed at how a friend of mine could articulate the scriptures. This was when I discovered one of his secrets. He listens to TWR.
Wow.
Since then, I've tried my level best to never miss a TWR program. I study and appreciate how the way the producer clearly explains the verses and the examples and cross-references are wonderful. Then every Sunday afternoon, my friend and I, we get together to reflect on what we've heard from TWR the previous week.
Mm.
So not only are they listening to God's word, but they're doing a Bible study together about it.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? And
it is.
That's the kind of impact each radio can have, because you may not impact a person. You may be impacting a family. You may be impacting an entire village of people with your gift of a radio.
It's amazing to see just how far and how wide these radios can go. And I think the possibilities are limitless with how God could use this. And I love these stories that we're hearing about. We may never see this person or actually go to Africa and distribute these radios ourselves, but we can send in this gift through TWR and know that it's in trusted hands and they will take it. And John, you have been there yourself distributing these radios to people. And so TWR has a great process in place to make sure that these radios are getting into the hands of the people. Friends, we encourage you to call in today. Each radio is $50. That covers not just the purchase of the radio, but also shipping and distribution and all down the line, $50, all inclusive. And you can call today to give. Number is 1-888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Or you can go online and give safely and securely, AfricaNeedsJesus.com. That's AfricaNeedsJesus.com.
You know, we were talking about stories and just a moment ago, and I was just looking down one of my sheets here and talking about some of the testimonies that we received. Listen to this testimony that we received from a Muslim man in Senegal. You ready for this? This one you're going to need to sit down for.
Okay.
The majority of our village are Muslims, but everyone listens to TWR. And that is why I say that radio tells us what is true. What they hear over TWR, they know is God's word. They are hearing God's word. And we know God's word is going, it's going, and it's going to produce fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That's that lasting fruit that we talk about. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, all those fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to bring God's word to people. That's why we want to do these wind-up radios to people all throughout Africa. Would you be a part of putting God's word through these radios into people's hands? Would you do that right now and pick up that phone? 888-777-1875. 888-777-1875. Maybe somebody would be able to say, just like this person said, I accepted Christ through your programs because I was on my way to hell, but Jesus set me free using TWR. God uses radio. It's a powerful tool. It's one of the tools in his toolbox.
Yes.
Not the only tool, but it is one of the tools, and it's a power tool. Mm-hmm. I love watching the old TV program, Home Improvement, with Tim the Tool Man. He's always revving up every tool and making it more powerful than it has to be. Well, you know, TWR, our broadcasts are going over some of the most powerful transmitters around the world. Some of them are 10 times the power of a station here in the U.S.
Wow.
Some of them are 20 times the power of a station here in the U.S. And we're talking some major, major power. But there's nothing more powerful than the Holy Spirit using that radio transmitter to transmit the Word of God. Because we know that God's Word is powerful, more powerful than any two-edged sword. For people who are in Africa, like in Nigeria, where Nigeria is one of the countries that has the most persecution against Christians, it is one of the countries that more people are martyred for their faith. More people come and listen to TWR because they can listen in the privacy of their home. When they're too afraid to go to church because their church might be bombed, they can listen to God's word over the radio. Here's one of the testimonies that we've gotten back. And this person says, after accepting Jesus Christ, I was almost killed. God saved my life. Now I left home because people are looking to take away my life, and I need your prayers. Here's another one. Please pray for me. I'm addicted to drugs. I need the Lord to rescue me. I'm a Muslim who wants to accept the Christian faith. What am I to do?
Wow.
We hear these kinds of people who are looking for answers, people who want to know, who want to get out of the Muslim faith and hear about God, hear about Jesus Christ. They have this longing to know who Jesus is. Listen to this one. Amadou from Timbuktu, and Timbuktu is actually a real place, all right? Amadou from Timbuktu and his tribe were preparing reprisal attacks on another tribe that had hurt them in the past. After listening to TWR's Way of Righteousness program, which is geared specifically for reaching Muslim people with the gospel of Jesus, Amadou learned about the love of Christ and how God forgave the terrible things he had done in the past. Amadou decided to let go of his hatred, let go of his bitterness, and then he encouraged his people to do the same and not make that reprisal attack. God's word is powerful. God's word is going. God's word can be heard all over Africa unless they don't have a radio.
Right.
And if they don't have a radio, you can be the person who puts a radio in their hands, because right now that radio is going to be able to share God's word. It's going to be able to take God's word and put it into people's ears, and we know where it's going to go from there, because once it goes in their ears, it's going into their heart. And they're either going to accept Jesus or they're not going to accept Jesus. One of the funniest, I think, responses we ever got was one of our women's programs. This lady says, "You are not women of hope. I'm a Muslim woman, and you are not women of hope. Our radio program is called Women of Hope. You are not women of hope." And then she followed it up with saying this, "I listen every day." If she's listening every day.
Yeah, that's right.
What's God's word going to do? It's going to start penetrating, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of being able to put a radio in, because radio can go in the privacies of somebody's home, maybe under the pillow. They can be listening to God's word. Maybe it's in the privacy of their car or wherever. We've had many, many people tell us that taxi drivers will intentionally put on the radio and put on TWR so that they can evangelize their customers.
That's amazing. And friends, we're visiting with John Somerville. He's the TWR Director of Radio Partnerships, and we are excited that SWRC and TWR can partner together during this, our anniversary month. SWRC is celebrating over 90 years on the air all across America, and we are so very grateful to be able to partner with TWR. In essence, this is a mission trip that you don't even have to leave your house to be a part of. You don't have to get on an airplane. You don't have to fly to Africa, but you can send a gift that will impact Africans for perhaps even generations to come, as John has so eloquently shared with us. And $50 will purchase one of these radios. Would you prayerfully consider what you can do to support this outreach program? Now, $50 doesn't just purchase the radio unit itself, but it pays for shipping. It pays to get it into the hands of the people who need it. It covers distribution. TWR does a wonderful job taking care of all those things. So we urge you to call today. The number that you can call is 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. People are standing by today to take your call. You can also visit the website any hour of the day or night, 24 hours a day, AfricaNeedsJesus.com. That's AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Our information is 1-800-652-1144 to get in touch with SWRC, or visit SWRC.com. We're excited about this partnership that we have with TWR. John, we're excited to have you with us in studio. Maybe you've got some other stories that you'd share with us, or some other information about this Africa Needs Jesus campaign.
You were talking about missions trips and everything. Yes. And I was thinking about, let's take our listeners on a missions trip right at the moment here. And I want you to picture yourself giving out one of these radios. You've just purchased a radio, and figuratively speaking, let's have you give out a radio. And as you're getting ready to give out that radio, one of the things that you and I love to do is we love to look at people in the eye. But the person you're going to give that radio to isn't going to look you in the eye. Instead, they're so humble that they're going to look instead at the ground. They don't want to look you in the eye because they are just so humbled that you're giving them this gift. And with their hand, they're going to hold out their hand to receive the radio that you're going to give them. With their other hand, they're going to put it on their wrist. As you put this radio into their hand, the first thing they do is they clasp it to their chest. This is a precious gift that you're giving them. You're giving them something that they're going to treasure all their lives.
Yes.
Because you're giving them more than just a radio. You're giving them hope. You're giving them the gospel. You're giving them God's word. You are giving them Jesus. You are giving them a present that they can't accept any other way. And this present, this gift, this treasure is from you. This is God's word. You are giving them hope. You're giving them Jesus. When you give a radio, you give hope. When you give a radio, you're giving them the opportunity to be able to hear God's word each and every day.
Yep. Friends, we encourage you to call. Again, the number is 1-888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Or visit AfricaNeedsJesus.com. This is a powerful missions outreach, and that's why we are bringing you this programming. This is why we're dedicating these days, because we know that we need to be involved in getting God's word out. SWRC has always had a focus on Bible prophecy. We know that we need to be ready for the rapture, but we also need to do what we can to make sure that others are ready too. We don't know how long this window of opportunity is going to remain open. The trumpet could sound today. So we've got to take advantage of this moment right now, today. And John, how important is it that we hear from people today?
It's imperative. Imperative that we hear from you right now. This window, we don't know how long it'll stay open, because God is using this opportunity for us to be able to tell people about Him. He wants us. He has commissioned us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And for many of us, we can't get on an airplane and go to Africa. For many of us, that would be a possibility. But with through Transworld Radio, we have that ability to be able to put a radio into somebody's hand. We appreciate greatly this partnership that SWRC treasures so much that they said, yes, we want to partner with Transworld Radio. These two legacy ministries partnering together to bring God's word to people in Africa. One of the things that happened to me, I love sharing God's word when I'm on an airplane. I've given away many Bibles over the years talking to people. But one of the trips I was making, it was coming out of Africa, and I didn't have the opportunity to give away a Bible. Do you know why? Because the two guys sitting beside me were pastors, and when they found out I worked for TWR, they said, "TWR? Wow!" And they started telling me. I mean, they hardly stopped talking after that. I said, "Well, how do you know about TWR?" And they said, "Well, we listen every day. We listen every day because we love the teaching of God's word and how it exposits God's word, so that we can be sharing God's word with our congregations." That's the beauty of giving a radio.
It is.
Because you never know who it's going to impact. You never know. Could it be somebody who's going to end up being a pastor like these guys who were sitting next to me on an airplane? Somebody who's going to be sharing God's word with their village each and every day because they're hearing God's word. What does your gift impact? You really don't know. You really won't know until you get to heaven. That's the beautiful part, because when we get to heaven, you may find out that your gift impacted so many people.
Or
maybe it impacted just one person. Is that one person worth it? You better believe it is.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You better believe it is. You know, and that's why we want you to pick up that phone, give a gift. Each radio is only $50. Could you give a radio, maybe two radios, maybe 10 radios, maybe 100 radios? Whatever God is putting on your heart, that's where we want you to be. But we know that this window is closing rapidly. We know there's a darkness coming over our globe right now. I was just with a man from Chile just last week telling me about how the country is going down the tubes in so many ways.
Wow.
You would have thought he was describing the United States the way he was talking about it. So we know there's a darkness not only coming over the U.S., but all over our planet. We need to act now. This is the time. God's word needs to get into people's ears. You can do that by giving them a radio. You can make a gift at AfricaNeedsJesus.com. You can make it by calling us at 888-777-1875. Your gift is going to mean so much to so many. Africa needs Jesus. Africa needs you. You can go to AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Very easy to remember. Love to hear from you. Our phone number is 888-777-1875. So many people made that call. We want to say thank you to you who who have already picked up the phone or have gone online and made a gift. Thank you for your generosity. For those of you who are still praying about it, please be in prayer. What he'll have you do. Because we know he has used radio to impact your life. He has used God's word over the radio to grow your spiritual life. And we want to be able to do the same thing for people all across Africa. Africa needs Jesus. Africa needs you. Go online to AfricaNeedsJesus.com. You can make your gift safe and securely there, or 888-777-1875.
Friends, we thank you for prayerfully considering what you can give, and do not delay. Act today on what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about. Sometimes when you put things off, that burden, that sense of urgency lingers, and then it dissipates. And so we don't want that to happen. We want you to obey what God is speaking to your heart about right now. So would you call, as John gave the number, 1-888-777-1875, 888-777-1875, or log on to AfricaNeedsJesus.com.
What an exciting day. Think about it, my friends. You have the opportunity to make an eternal impact in the lives of individuals and families in Africa. You can give a radio that brings the Word of God straight into the hands of those most in need in Africa. Give a radio and give hope today. Visit AfricaNeedsJesus.com. That's AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Or you can call this special number, 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Africa needs Jesus, and you can help. You've heard the life-changing stories of people who have had their lives transformed when they received one of these radios. You can make a difference. Give a radio, and you will be giving hope. Visit AfricaNeedsJesus.com. It's all one word, AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Or call 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Tomorrow will be day two of our special Africa Needs Jesus Radiothon. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for 91 years by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.